Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. To disarm or not to disarm? That's the question many want to see resolved for Hezbollah in Lebanon. Then Venezuelan pastors are celebrating the arrival of gospel resources after a three-year wait. We'll give you the details in just a moment. But first, Lebanon looks very different today than it did 2 years ago or even last year. The question is, what is God doing? Just over a year ago, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was killed by an Israeli strike, an event that reshaped power dynamics. Now, a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has brought temporary relief to the region, but next door, Lebanon is in a fragile state. Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says,
there is an agreement, and everybody, like the whole government now, has decided that Hezbollah needs to disarm, and the international community is for that. So everything is going towards that end. But at the same time, Hezbollah is not willing to.
Many Lebanese are weighed down by instability and disillusionment.
So many people are depressed. So many people are skeptical. So many people are in disbelief and in hopelessness. So many people are feeling this, like, better for us to leave. So it is strategic to pray at this time. And we really want God to just show his power.
As Lebanon grapples with transition, pray that Lebanon's leaders will act with wisdom to stabilize the country, and pray that the church would be a source of Christ's hope and healing.
We're seeing all these shifts in the whole nations, and we're just there just asking God to release his glory and to have people's eyes to see his glory, because it's a really difficult time at this time.
Next, as of September 28, Iran is under heavy, reimposed UN sanctions. The United Kingdom, Germany, and France instigated the change in August, accusing Iran of failing to uphold a 2015 nuclear pact. Samuel from Redemptive Stories explains some of the complexities of Iran's relationships today. First comes Israel. Why does the Iranian regime want Israel off the map?
It's a lot more than just Muslim-Jewish hatred, but there is other political and even economic factors that play into this frustration and angst and hatred that goes back and forth between them.
For example, Israel has a voice in the Middle East as an ally of certain Western powers.
The sanctions that are put on Iran, at least in part, are all related to Israel's sentiments towards Iran and the power that they wield within the U.S. as well as Europe.
Iran has warred with Israel through proxies like Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. It has influence in nations with high percentages of Shia Muslims, such as Syria and Iraq.
Because Iran, in many cases, they're 94% Shia, so therefore they are viewed, at least because of their power and their position, as the heart of Shia Islam.
Samuel says to pray for there to be enough peace in the Middle East for Christians to bring the love of Christ to people who are suffering from its many conflicts. And despite hostility from Marxist guerrillas in Venezuela, a World Missionary Press container arrived in the country this summer for the first time since 2022, supplying 10 pastors with new tools to preach the gospel. Helen Williams with WMP says,
many of the Christians are first-generation Christians, so there's a great need for the Christians to grow through the word. So what we send for these pastors is for them to be able to evangelize in their region as they can, but also to disciple and strengthen the new believers.
Churches and pastors are energized and have sent videos to WMP thanking them and showing their eagerness for the gospel there.
As long as there are doors and pastors that are willing to take a stand and continue the work, we're going to support them, and they are excited. The booklets, like in many cases, you can give them or leave them someplace where you can't stand and hold a meeting or engage people directly or whatever. But the literature, which is just the word of God, can be given and left and put in somebody's pocket, and we know the Spirit uses them.
So please pray for those in Venezuela doing discipleship and evangelism work, and pray for WMP as they work to fill global requests. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.